Loan at number 1963, ES Motors Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 9.54 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Vines Creek Road, which is Route 26, approximately 0.5 miles east of Armory Road, which is Route 382. The 911 address is 30028 and 30032 Vines Creek Road, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 11, Parcel 172.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, and a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
This should be perhaps a little shorter than the previous ones.
Thank you.
We're hoping.
I'm hoping too. My name is Tim Willard with Fuqua Willard and Shop, law firms here in the circle. And I represent ES Motors. With me today is Max Nikai and Alex Stenovich. Their first names are a little more involved, but that's what they call themselves.
Thank you.
This is Max and that's Alex. And they're the principals and own the LLC, which operates ES Motors. This is a change of zone. The property is located just east of Dagsboro on Vines Creek. You all probably know it well. It's 9.5 acres. It's just two parcels outside of Dagsboro. It's about a half a mile is away from it is Armory Road, and it's on the south side. It's in the comprehensive plan future land use coastal area, which recognizes, and I quote, office uses and light commercials are appropriate and convenient services and work close to home. And in fact, it lists C2 as a appropriate zone category for coastal if it fits the other criteria. And your staff report seems to indicate it does. And in the past, you've made some decisions that recognize that this property has maybe more intense use than residential. I'll talk briefly about that. Currently, it's AR1. I think you may see MR1 listed as what it's zoned in there a couple places, and I might have perpetuated that error because that was my first application. Jesse, I think, caught it in the notice, and it's been noticed as AR1. It is AR1. And just so you know, if you're going into your computer and you're looking at zoning and you don't cancel future land use zone, it'll come up bright yellow, which is MR in the zoning area. That's how I did it. And I learned that a staff member in your office had done that in the past too. So I felt better about that. But it is AR and we're asking for commercial C2. There are other small businesses and commercial uses in the area. There's a storage, you can probably see there, just to the north side of it, there's an RV storage, which is actually zoned commercial. To the east of that is Ocean View Plumbing and Heating. To the south, to the west, those properties are to the west, is Charlie's Repair. To the east is a seafood shop, Crazy Crab. And down the road to the east is also the Gullsway Trailer and Sales. This property is currently being used as a used car sales lot, as well as a repair shop, as well as commercial storage vehicles in the rear. In 2018, Conditional Use Ordinance 2619 was approved, where the owners came and asked for the vehicle storage and the car sales use, and it was approved with certain conditions. They don't want to change that. What they want to do, and we'll cut to that maybe right now, is add some storage units in the back for construction, small construction firms, and you have a concept plan for that use. And they'd be storage, they're three 50 by 150. And this is a concept plan. As you know, they can, if it's C2, they can do what they want, but this is what they've committed to because they've had a concept plan done. And then they want to add two 40 by 120 office buildings with parking in the front. And you should, I don't know if you can pull up the concept plan.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, there it is. So, and I have hard copies if anybody wants them. They're a little bigger, but but in the rear, you can see those four rectangular, three rectangular buildings. That's what they're planning for storage, contract stores, and then storage buildings, and there's a demand for that, and in the front, just office buildings. So ultimately, they want to add some use to it, but improve it as well. Because of the zoning area and what's going on around there and their comp plan, we think it's compatible with what you all intend to do with your comp plan and what's around there. There's no TIS that was required. They said the volume would be diminutive. It's on a minor arterial road, which supports such development. Currently has well-running individual wells and Denrec sewer. So that's our plan. I have proposed findings. If there are no questions, I'm going to call one of the principals up here to confirm that, that is the application. Stand right here.
Yeah.
Can you give the commission your address, please, or your name and address?
My name is Alex Stanovich. I live in Selbu. You need the address, right?
Please. They do.
Sorry.
I got it.
30609 Steelman Court, Selbuville, Delaware.
Very good. And you and Max are principals in ES Motor?
Yes.
And you've heard my representation of your application that you want to change the zone to C2 so you can pursue the concept plan that I've discussed. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Very good. They're both available for questions. Alex seems more eager than Max. I called for Max and Alex took over. But we've been here watching for a long time tonight.
So okay.
We've been sitting here for a long time.
We'll see.
You've been working. I've been watching, so.
Mr. Willard, can I get a hard copy of that plan? Because it's kind of sketchy.
I'm trying to plan?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll hand
I'm trying to see where the access drive is going in.
And I'm going to hand Mr. Robertson also, you can have a seat. Yeah. I'll hand him also some proposed findings and conditions, one of which obviously, if it is C2, it's going to have to get a site plan approval. Sure. There should be six or seven concrete.
Perfect. Thank you.
Give me one of them. Yeah.
It's really all I have unless you have other questions.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Put this paper version in front of me. I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
No, I don't. I do not have any. Thank you.
Okay.
You're old.
No, I mean, I know what C2 does and is. So, nope.
Okay. Hopkins?
No questions.
All right. Dan?
Nope, none for me, thanks.
All right. Okay. Take a seat here by Mr. Willard to see if anybody here has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1963 ES Motors Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1963? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
My name is Nicole Vance, and I actually live on Vines Creek, and a good portion of my property directly butts up to the side of this current business, as well as the back end of my property.
Okay.
So my question being, the last map that was just shown, is that a parking lot that they're trying to put in the back? I was a little confused.
That's what I was trying to figure out when I was...
Here, let's tell you what, come on up here and take a look at this.
Yeah, I tried to look on the map, and it looks like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's storage.
So these are the storage units.
Yes.
That they're trying
yes,
to put in, the
yes,
three
ma'am.
Large. And then this
that's,
is like a parking lot.
I think it says storage on it.
Now keep in mind, everybody.
No, it's parking just, area. For
yeah, I know.
Storage.
This is not, yeah, I understand. This is, but that is the case. I'm going to ask you, you can keep that, but I want to explain to you what the process is here, though. We're not here to talk about the site plan tonight. We're here to decide if that parcel should even be zoned commercial at all.
Understood.
That's the decision we're making. So we're not really going to spend any time talking about the site plan itself, because the application is for a change of zone. So the big question that we have to answer is whether or not that zone should be changed, because once the zone is changed, anything that's allowed in that zoning classification can go there. So it may be cars today, and storage might be proposed, but it can be anything in that classification.
So we want to hear your thoughts on that, because there's any number of businesses
that could go there if the zone is changed.
It's pretty frightening.
Yeah, and that's why it's important.
I actually just hit my one-year anniversary of being a Sussex County, Delaware resident tomorrow. And that is two of my properties that are on this sheet. And I know that there's a community on the other side that's not shown on this map or this one. My concern and my reasoning to move to Sussex County, and specifically this area in Delaware, was to have peace and quiet. The business that is currently there, it's currently working on cars. We see it. We all know what it is, and it's perfectly fine. My concern would be there would be no buffer, because my property is literally butted to that. I put in a semi 6-foot privacy fence to have some privacy to this business right now. And I don't quite understand some of those markings, because that is actually on my property. But my concern would be is you're taking a peaceful, quiet neighborhood and potentially banging out my entire back and putting in potentially more commercial people coming through, walking through. There was two criminal incidents in this area, September of last year and October of last year. So you're potentially bringing in more crime, depending on what's going to go in the back of this area, because it's a pretty deserted area. It's all farmland. I mean, there's cornfields in some of those in the back right side of that. So my concern is you're taking a peaceful neighborhood, and then you potentially, over the years, could turn it commercial, and then we have a Royal Farms, and we have some major drama.
That would actually be permitted under a C2. So.
Yep, that's right.
So yes.
Okay.
Sorry. My concerns, because that's my property literally right next to that.
That's why we have this public hearing.
Which one is your property?
Yeah, can you show
us? So the two lots that
are... Just go up there and point to it.
So these are my two lots here, and then I give an easement. There's a home right here in that little box, and I give two easements to that home, but those two lots are mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Can I keep this?
Thank you. Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1963 ES Motors Incorporated?
At this time, there are currently no one on the line.
All right, no one on the line. And so, Commissioner, any further questions or comments? Anything? Okay. All right, then, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.